Let's just turn to the book of Matthew, please. Chapter 5. Beginning to read verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's the scripture now that the choir had just sung. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. I don't know what that does for you, but that excites me. Because in the Gospel of John, in the very first chapter, John the Apostle was writing and he said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. That's John the Baptist. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The Bible says that Jesus was the light of the world, that the whole world was in darkness until Jesus of Nazareth came. All of the world was dark until Jesus came. And God sent the light of Jesus Christ into the world, flashing into the world on that day that he was born. Light in the place of darkness. And the Bible says that ye, Jesus in his ministry later said, ye, that means you and me, we are the light of the world. You and me. You hear what I'm telling you? You and me are the light of the world. Now, if Jesus is the light of the world, and you and I are the light of the world, that makes us the body of Jesus Christ in the earth. As he was, so now we are. We're to talk like him, act like him, live like him, pray like him, preach like him, feed like him, heal like him, deliver like him, look like him, act like him, and do his works in the earth today. That's what it means to be the light. Where we are, there cannot be any darkness. We cannot permit any darkness where we are, the light of the world. Where the people of God go, darkness ought to flee away. Do you know what happens when you walk into a dark room? You want to convert that darkness to light. You don't rebuke the darkness, do you? You don't chase the darkness away. What do? You fill the room with light. When you fill the room with light, what happens to the darkness? It jumps away. It flees. And so it is with the light of the world. When Jesus Christ, the light of the world, comes into your life, the darkness that's there flees. And when you, where you go, the darkness must flee at your presence. You are the light of the world. I didn't say that. Bless God, I don't understand it fully. But Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, he said, you are the light of the world. That where you go, you drive the darkness away. And that there isn't any light in the world except what you carry around on the inside of you. That's the only light there is. There are many, many, many in this world that are talking about having divine light. We're getting light on this subject. We're getting light on that subject. We're getting light over here. This guy's got light. There are gurus over there in the East that proclaim we have the light. I want you to know today that the Bible says they don't have the light because they don't have you, and you are the light. Where you go and where I go, we are the light of this world. I don't care what the devil's men say, we are the light of this world. God lives inside us. The choir sang earlier when we came in this morning in the call to worship. The Lord is present in his sanctuary. Now, I don't know if you were listening to the words there, but they were not singing that the Lord is present in this room. They said, the Lord is present in his sanctuary. He dwells in us. Paraphrasing it, aren't I, choir? It's something like that, isn't it? That's the general idea. God does not dwell, the Holy Word of God says, God does not dwell in buildings that are made by hands. God doesn't dwell in this room. He dwells in believers. He dwells in temples of flesh and bone. He dwells in you, if Christ be in you. You and I are the sanctuary of the Most High God. When Jesus Christ was crucified and he hung on the cross, just before he gave up his spirit, remember he gave it up, it wasn't taken away from him. Just before he gave up the ghost, the word says, before he gave up his spirit, he said, it is finished. It is finished. Now, he was not talking about the battle being finished, because the Word of God tells us that a battle raged in the pits of hell until on the third day Jesus Christ took the keys of death and hell and came out of that grave, out of that pit and out of that grave, King of glory. And he said, all hail, all hail. That's when the battle was over. All hail. I'm the king. Here are the keys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But as he hung on the cross, he said, it is finished. What was finished? Well, what happened when he said, it is finished? What happened was the veil in the temple of God that separated the holy of holy places where God's presence was from the place where the people were, that great 4 inches thick curtain of linen, finely wove cloth, was torn from the top to the bottom. God Almighty reached down and he took it in his hands and he ripped it from the top to the bottom and he says, no longer will my glory and my light be confined to a holy place that's 10 by 10 in a temple in the city of Jerusalem. My presence and my glory and my power and my light will not be confined in that place now. It is finished. That covenant is over. My son Jesus Christ is the mediator of a better covenant. The glory of God now rests in all those that bear the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 That old thing is done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You cannot confine God into a place anymore. You cannot put him in a place. You can't build him a house. The scripture says, who shall build God a house? You're not ever going to build God a house. You are God's house. You are the sanctuary of God. And God in his fullness dwells in you. Not a little teeny little bit of God. The Holy Spirit, who is God Almighty in all of his attributes. He's the light, he's the love, he's the faith, he's the power, he's the joy, he's the healing, he's the deliverance, he's the salvation, he's the prosperity, he's inside you if you be in Christ Jesus. That's the power of God in us, the hope of glory, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. That's what it means to be the light of the world. Just as we serve no puny, helpless God, God doesn't have any puny, helpless lights. He's got lights that shine. He's got powerful light. He's got lights that when they walk, we've heard people share testimony where family and friends have said, there's something different about you. There's a light all over you. How many of you have had folks say that about you? You don't raise your hands necessarily, but you know what I'm talking about. It says there's a light on you, brother. What's happened to you? Well, don't you think it's you? Because it isn't you. It's God. It's God's Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of Christ. He's Jesus of Nazareth, hallelujah. And he's inside you, and he's inside me. And you and I are the light. Now what Jesus said is, you are the light of the world for the sake of all that is holy. Don't hide your light under a basket. Don't put that light under a bushel. Don't put something over top of your light so that people can't see it, so that you look like just everybody else. Don't allow heaviness to come over you like a basket to cover up your light. Don't ever allow fear to come over you like a cloak, which will keep your light from shining. Don't ever allow unbelief or doubt to cover your light. Don't ever allow worldliness to cover you so that people cannot see that you are the light of the world. Don't ever allow anything to obscure. Don't allow tradition to obscure the fact just because your mother did it that way or your father did it that way or your grandfather did it that way is no reason for you to do it that way. If Jesus didn't do it that way, then don't you. And if Jesus did do it that way, then you do it his way, because he is the author and the finisher of your faith, not your father, not your grandfather, not your preacher. Jesus of Nazareth is the author and finisher of your faith. He is the one who got you started, and he's the one that'll take you all the way through. It's Jesus. He's the one. He's the only one. And sometimes we allow, you see, those things that we are accustomed to, even in our religiosity, we allow it to cover over us like a bushel basket, and we look like any other kind of basket. No one could ever tell that there's a light on the inside, a beautiful, glorious light that would drive the darkness away. Get the baskets off. Take the cloaks off. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. Let your light shine. Only a dummy would ever take a lighted candle and put it under a basket. That's a dumb thing to do. If you have a lighted candle, what do you do with it? You take it up on a hill. You put it on a high place. You sit it up on a high place where everybody can see it and where it gives light to all that are around. And then he said, let men see what kind of a person you really are. Some of us are so busy trying to be like others that people never see Jesus in us. Some of us are being so busy trying to be like other people so we won't offend anybody, or so we won't upset anybody, or so we won't cause anybody to stumble. They won't stumble. They'll go straight into hell. Just a smooth path. Straight in there. See, they'll never stumble. They'll never stumble because they'll never see anything to stumble over. Jesus said, you don't put your light under a basket. You put it up on a hill. He said, don't be afraid to let people know that you love me. Don't be concerned that folks would see your good works. Because when they see the kind of life you live, it's my light, he said. When they see your good works, they're seeing me in you. So let that shine. Let it come out. Let it flow forth so that they see it. They'll recognize that it's me, and they'll give glory to your heavenly Father. But if you don't ever let them see it, they will never know that it's Christ in you, and they will never give glory to your heavenly Father. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light shine. Resist any kind of bushel basket that the devil, yourself, or anyone else or organization or structure or system would attempt to put over your light. Now, there are many lights sitting in chairs just like this and in pews. Well, most of them aren't sitting there now. They've been gone about a half an hour. In churches all over this world. Now, I'm not putting that down. Don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand me. Sitting in pews all over this world with big bushel baskets over top of them. Sounds funny when you say it like that, doesn't it, huh? But that's really what it is. Jesus said, get that basket off of you. Get up on the hill. Get up on the hill. Let men see what you are. Let people know that it's Christ in you. That's the light. Don't permit any hindrance. Don't permit anything to hide that light. Because it's the light that came into the world to drive away the darkness. And if you will let your light shine, the darkness will jump away. I don't know how many people I talk to each week. Hardly a day goes by when I don't talk to someone who is concerned about a loved one, their salvation. They're coming into the fullness of God, into the fullness of the Spirit. And they want prayer, or they want ministry for that need. And I'll talk with them and I'll share with them. And almost invariably, I find out that they are afraid to talk to their loved one about Jesus. They're afraid to talk to their loved one about the Holy Spirit. They're afraid to share with that one that they're concerned about the things of God that are on the inside, because they don't want to, quote, turn him off. He's already turned off. He's already turned off. He's already, did you hear me? He's already turned off. There isn't any light in him. There isn't any light in her. He's in darkness. Now you can put your basket over you and go into the darkness with him. Or you can get that lousy basket broken into shreds and let your light shine so they can see. Now it might take them a few days. It might take them longer. But they'll never see if you keep your basket on. Jesus said, let your light shine. Now you don't have to pump up the light. See, God's in you in his fullness. If Christ dwells in you, he's in there in his fullness. You don't have to charge up the batteries to get the light to burn brighter. What you have to do is get the basket out of the way so that he can see the light. Hey, let your good works So shine before men. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and thereby give glory to your Father who's in heaven. Many of us unwittingly and unawarely are hindering the work of God in the lives of other people because God has established you and me as a light where we are. And we insist on keeping the light under wraps. What we want God to do is send another light. He had already sent one. You be the light where you are. Don't let that basket hinder your light. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's give the Lord thanks. Father, we thank you for what you have done in us. We thank you, our Father, that you have made us through Christ Jesus and in him the light of this world. That is such a marvelous thing.
Hallelujah.
It's such a marvelous thing. It's almost more than we can really get a hold of fully. But we know it's true because you said so. And we thank you this morning, Father, that you've given us just a little additional glimpse of what that means. And now our prayer, Father, is for those of us who you have not already spoken to. I know that you've already spoken to many. But for those that you have not spoken to as yet, Father, or who've been unable to hear your voice, our prayer is that you would reveal to each one what the names of these bushel baskets are. What do we call those names so that we know how to rip them off? For right now, Father, as we're praying, we resolve to have every basket removed from the top of our heads and that our light would shine without hindrance, that all men might see, not that we should be glorified, but that thou should be glorified in us in the same way that you were in the Lord Jesus. We do nothing, Father, for our own glory, but we do it for thine. We love you, Father. We love you with all of our hearts, with all of our minds and strength. We love one another also, Father, as we love ourselves. Glory be to your name. Praise be unto thee forevermore. Praise your holy name. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, and I mean every eye and every head, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you have never been born again, if you have not received the light of this world, you are in darkness, friend. And there's only one source of light, and that is from the Lord Jesus. He's the source. If you walk in darkness and insist on continuing to walk in that darkness, you will live for all eternity in darkness, even though Jesus has offered you the light and life. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed and no people are looking around, I give you opportunity and invite you now to say unto the Lord Jesus, I'm sorry that I have continued this long in darkness, but I desire to walk in the light. I believe you'll receive me as I come to you now. Now, if that's the desire of your heart, if you want to give your life to Jesus, you're not sure that you ever have. You may have thought you had in the past, but the Spirit of God has been ministering to you that you're not really saved, that you don't really know him. If that's your condition today, and you want to be sure that the light is in you, then I want you to raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Thank you. Yes, I see your hand. Are there others? Is there anybody else that wants to receive Christ as their Savior, wants to be sure that they've been saved. I thank you, Father, for this one who has determined to love you and to serve you, to make his salvation sure this morning. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. All right, let me ask you to stand to your feet, if you will, please. And the scripture says that we are to hold fast our confession. We're to hold on to it, that which we have professed and confessed. I want you to just confess this with me. I am the light of the world. Because Jesus was the light.
Because Jesus was the light.
And Jesus is in me.
And Jesus is in me.
Therefore I am light.
Therefore I am light.
And not darkness.
And not darkness.
And I walk in the light.
And I walk in the light.
Because I'm a child of the light.
Because I'm a child.
And darkness has no place in me.
And darkness has no place in me.
Because it had no place in him. And I'm going to let my light shine. Because Jesus gave me the light. And people are going to see my good works and give glory to God. My Father who's in heaven. Hallelujah. Does that feel good just to say that? It does for me. Every time I just make a good confession, just confess the Word of God over me. It just makes, I don't know, I just feel good on the inside. It just lifts my spirit. Praise the Lord. James, would you come and please lead us as we, I believe God would have us bring the service to a close.
Hallelujah. Hymn is 365.
Oh,
would, and just begin to praise God. Just thank Him for what He's done. Thank Him for what He's done for you. Thank Him for what He's made you to be. Thank Him for what He has declared you to be. Thank Him for what He has called you, yea, even the light of this world. And thank Him for His ministry unto us today, for that which He has given us of the Word, that which He has put deep down in our spirits that we don't even know about yet. Our Father, we do give Thee thanks and praise. To God be the glory for the great things which You have done today and previous as well, Father. We magnify You and the wonderful name of Jesus. And now just shine that light clearly and brightly through us, Father, that all men might see and give You the glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be dismissed.